everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat is taking the field. He's at the 2, and the cat is in the CDW red zone. And now a policeman, a state trooper, has come on the
Devin
field.
Devin Harlan
runs into the end zone.
Line play by play.
Touchdown.
The best of Cat Prescott, Jason Kitten, Michael Pervin, and 2 Meow Jones. Let's go.
Very good.
You do a Kevin Harlan, George, with that. Let me hear it.
Right between the eyes.
Oh, that's good. That's perfect.
That was the Giants offense stalled at the 2-yard line.
We'll get to Michael Pervin in a second. Two pieces of NFL news of the day, both at the quarterback position. Jacksonville Jaguars announcing it'll be Nick Foles' job when they get back from the bye. Gardner Minshew era, Sarah, takes a pause. And Carolina placing Cam Newton on injured reserve. His season is over as of right now. We'll start with that one, George Sedano. Hearing that Cam Newton's on injured reserve, season over. The finality of that, does that make you question whether Newton's future in Carolina or in the league is in doubt?
Absolutely, Tony, especially with Carolina. You look at his contract, it's $19 million next year, all non-guaranteed. He's $21 million against the cap. They can actually cut him, unfortunately, for his sake, very easily and just move on and try to start over, whether it's with their current quarterback or maybe draft the quarterback, bring in a free agent. There's a lot of possibilities, certainly, for them. And then as far as Cam's concerned, look, I think in the short term, this takes some pressure off of him because there's not the questions, the constant questions to Cam, to Ron Rivera, to his teammates about whether he's going to come back and play or not. They're in the thick of this thing in the playoff race at 5-3, and they could kind of move forward. Though there is a glimmer of hope for Cam. He could technically come back for the playoffs if they make it, though that's highly unlikely.
That's a good point. I'm glad you had that. Woody Page, do you believe this takes the pressure off Cam a little bit? That's what George said at the end.
No. And here's a guy that wants to come back. He lost 8 consecutive games, and you can base it on the injury last year and carrying over. But Lisfranc is not career-threatening. I think he doesn't want his career to end like this. I think he'd like to continue in Carolina. But I think that because of George pointing out that with the cap hit next year, they're going to move on from him. I'm just guaranteeing myself of that.
So this is a Woody Page guarantee for Woody Page.
Of guaranteed
that
money.
The guaranteed money makes it suggest that Cam Newton's done in Carolina. That's what you're saying. Yeah. All right, we got to the bottom of it. Sarah Spain, you want to join us here?
I don't disagree with the vibe we all have surrounding Cam and this team right now, but I think we might be being prisoners of the moment. We're not that far off from a guy being an MVP, from a Super Bowl appearance, even from last season at the beginning when we were all raving about the partnership with Norv Turner and how great they look together. He was putting up MVP season type numbers before the injury. And of course, that's the thing that matters most is, was last year a fluke? Will he be back healthy again between the shoulder and the Lisfranc and what, ails him now? It's just a question of whether they want to invest in him going forward. I don't know that Kyle Allen's the answer or drafting or whatever, but it's hard to imagine this Panthers team without Cam. I don't think it's that simple.
Frank Isola, where are you in this?
But Sarah, there's been a lot of injuries, and I just wonder, there's a less accomplished quarterback, Andrew Luck, who retired because he got beaten up a lot. And if you think about Cam Newton over the last few years, and we've done topics on this show about Cam not getting calls when he's taken a lot of big hits, and let that kind of be a cautionary tale for Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, talented quarterbacks that like to run. Sometimes the expiration date on those quarterbacks comes a lot sooner than you think.
Yeah, I think we're all viewing the entire landscape of the NFL differently after the Andrew Luck retirement. Woody Page, I want to go back to you. I want some more guarantees here, but also since you think he's done, a possible landing spot for him? Are you thinking of any teams? Are you thinking of Denver? That's what I want to know.
No, I'm thinking of Chicago. Obviously, the Bears need a quarterback, but I believe the situation there is going to be based on what Allen does the rest of the year. I think that's pretty obvious that if he continues as 6-1 as a starter last year in this, that if he does get them into the playoffs as a wild card and they at least look good in their first playoff game, they're going to go with him in the future and they could draft another young quarterback.
I thought your guarantee was based on something you were hearing in Denver. There we go. That's the horn, but I want Gardner Minshew to address Gardner Minshew now. Sarah Spain, the Jaguars going to Foles once they get back from the bye.
Yeah, number two on your depth chart, but number one in your hearts. This is too bad for my boy Gardner. But I have to say, Nick Foles has the best record over the last, I think, four seasons from November on of any starting quarterback in the league. So you're getting him back at the perfect time. You got to roll.
Makes a lot of money.
We'll move on. Big night for Ed 2 Meow Jones. I want an update on the whereabouts of this black cat, Frank Isola. A huge night for the Pylon Camp. Check this out. Unbelievable. Cowboys after the slow start, 37, Giants 18. Frank, did you learn anything? Can you learn anything from a Monday night game like that?
As we say in New York, that's a spicy hairball. You know, when the Cowboys came into MetLife a few weeks ago and played the Jets, no black cat on the field. But the Cowboys were awful in that game. What did they do last night? They got back to getting the ball to Ezekiel Elliott. When they run the ball, they're a much better team. I know people really don't care anymore about the Giants, but Daniel Jones, if you want to be a starting quarterback in this league on a good team, you got to stop turning the ball over. Way too many fumbles and interceptions.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Spain, you learned anything last night?
Well, I mean, Frank's clearly pointing out that loss to the Jets to say that there are no gimmies, but this is a 2-7 Giants team behind a rookie quarterback who turns the ball over too much. I'm not that impressed with the win. It seems like they always beat the Giants, right? And they beat the teams in their division. They're 1-3 outside of it. So who are these Cowboys when they're not playing Washington, the Giants, or the Eagles? That's a question I still have. Impressed by the win. Probably should have been an easier win. I'd like to see them beat some better competition.
So you don't sound like you're enthused, though, by this win.
I'm not enthused. Mm-hmm.
Woody Page, does this win spark joy for you?
I guarantee you, Tony, that this answer is going to be better than the last
Well,
night.
There you go, Woody. I like your confidence. There you go.
Thank God.
Defensively, I was very impressed, and I think Bennett was a nice addition to the defense. Yeah. Running the football with Ezekiel getting his most yardage of the year, that took a lot of pressure, I thought, off of Dak Prescott. But to follow up on what Sarah's saying, yes, this came against a dog team on a cat night. And I believe that when you look at the situation there, that against the opposition they've had in winning games this year, those teams are 11-33. Going forward, they now have a much tougher schedule against teams that have been 37-30. Now, consider that you're
schedule.
Winning, those teams are winning one-third of their games. Now you've got teams that are winning about 60% of the team. We're going to find out whether or not they actually
listen to
are
Woody Page here. I was told there was no math, Woody Page.
Math.
All right. George Sedano, how about you?
Tone, you know I love a battle in the trenches, and the Cowboys, according to Ezekiel Elliott, after the game, he talked about how that offensive line dominated up front and allowed his job to be very easy. Another thing that Ezekiel Elliott pointed out in his postgame was how good he feels. Let's not forget, he didn't play to start the season, and slowly but surely, he's been ramping up as far as how many carries he's getting. He is the straw that stirs that drink there. They are only going to be as good as he is moving forward. So I do think for the Cowboys, it's a good sign that Ezekiel Elliott and that offensive line is trending in the right direction. And let's not forget, they were 30. They outscored the Giants 34-9 after the cat.
Yes, yes. Woody, something you want to add?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the next home game, they got to have the former Cat Stevens sing the national anthem to keep this momentum.
Oh, boy.
I think you went a little bit too far there. It's like hurting. You're all getting a mute for that one. It's like hurting cats. We'll move on. The Chargers and London. The Athletic with a piece Monday that it was a possibility. This was after the home crowd in Los Angeles Sunday was 80% Packers fans, according to our Bill Plaschke. Now we have a response from the Chargers. Owner, Dean Spanos. Are you ready? Bull bleep.
No.
We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We plan to be in L.A. for a long bleeping time. And then the team tweeted out, Wolf of Wall Street, we're not going anywhere, meme. All right, Woody. Ooh, does a forceful denial like that make you think there's nothing here? Or maybe there's something here?
Well, there's going to be something there in 2 years because they're going to go over to that new stadium and they're going to draw the same kind of numbers that I saw when I was there a few weeks ago in that soccer stadium. They're moving to this big new stadium and they're going to have 30,000 again because it's going to be the visiting team. Nobody in L.A. likes this team. They don't want it there. They need to go to St. Louis or Oakland or London or someplace so Dean Spanos and his family, who have messed this team up and this franchise up for a long time, they can say whatever they want to, but they're not going to be a success in the new stadium. They're going to have to move somewhere, go back to San Diego, but the people there don't want him anymore.
George Dana?
I buy what Spanos is selling here because I don't think London is an actual possibility. But Spanos and the NFL, they botched this thing from the get-go, Tony. The two teams that should have been in L.A. should have been the Rams and the Raiders, just like they were previously. Vegas was a new NFL city. They would have embraced any team that they would have gotten. The Chargers should have been the team that went to Vegas, and then they could have reestablished themselves there. They're not going to they're probably going to re-sign Philip Rivers. I feel pretty confident in that. They're not going to ship him off to London. That seems ridiculous. That's
well,
not happening.
At this point, he's commuting, right? And he's got the van. That's a pretty long commute to London. Frank Isola, when you hear a denial like that, what do you think?
Dean Spanos should have said, London? Not bloody likely. What are the Chargers going to do moving to London? Move them to Oakland. Move them to move back to San Diego. They shouldn't be in L.A., but the reason they're there is what Woody mentioned before, that brand new stadium. They're hoping that just the experience at that stadium will draw fans in. I tend to doubt it, though. I listened to what Bill Plaschke said, the great L.A. Times columnist and our colleague. Yeah. It's never going to work for them.
Well, it draws fans in. It just draws the opposing team's fans. Sarah Spain, how about you?
Yeah, I think that columnist was listening to the show yesterday and went straight from what Bill Plaschke said, send him over to London, to his column. I don't think it's going to happen, though, but I think I understand why the response was so fiery. Because of frustration. You, first of all, have a team that's underperforming from expectations despite their success over the last couple weeks. And then you've got a fan base that's completely apathetic. He knows he's got a lot sunk into a new stadium and the attempt to move this team to L.A. And so far, the results have been even worse than anyone anticipated. So I don't think you can necessarily blame him for the anger.
George, last word.
I blame George.
Sarah, their fans are not apathetic. They have no fans. San Diego doesn't want them. St. Louis has said that they don't want them. Nobody wants them. They should have gone to Vegas. They would have been a new shiny thing there.
Can I throw this out there? If they do make the move to London, we have a new logo then that we have to go to. They become the International Chargers.
Nice. Chargers. Hey. That was my idea.
Woody Page, you had the guarantee, and now you have the lead going into buy or sell. Next.
That Charger looked like a Chargers fan's face.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Woody's got the lead. It's buy or sell. And because you can't go one season in the NBA without talking about the next season in the NBA, here's Anthony Davis.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's not the right player playing at home. I don't know. I am a free agent next year, but what does that mean?
Next question, next question.
We'll see.
Young man, right here.
George, something or nothing?
I don't think it's anything, but I do think that Anthony Davis needs to stop. He's only played 6 games with the Lakers, and he chose to go there. He chose to play with LeBron, and they traded an entire team for him. So I'm glad Rich Paul did the Drew Rosenhaus and said, next question.
Woody Page?
George, I'm sorry to tell you, it is something, because what if it breaks down with LeBron this year? What if it just doesn't go well? Or maybe if they win a championship and he says, I've done it, I can go home to Chicago. The guy keeps talking about Chicago. If he's going to do that, it's just going to create problems for him at the All-Star game this year in Chicago.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is nothing. Even though things might not work out with the Lakers, there are plenty of other places that he can go instead of his hometown, which is what literally everyone from Chicago has done over the last few decades. This is not a destination for superstars. Also, what's he supposed to say to the kid? No, kid, I'm never coming here. I'm going to make it clear right now. Of course he's going to say, who knows? You never know, because he doesn't want to Kyrie Irving it and guarantee things now.
And Frank Isola.
George is waving those purple and gold pom-poms. You know, LeBron James is going to be 35 on December 30th. What if he were the one to break down? Anthony Davis says, you know what? Maybe I don't want to invest in my future in L.A. without LeBron. What if I go home? I don't think it's the craziest thing. Today, it's not the craziest.
We move on. College football playoff rankings tonight. Hilarious that this comes out for the first time the week before LSU and Alabama play. Woody, what should it be, and how much does it matter now?
Well, it should be number one, LSU, strongest strength of the schedule. Number two would be Ohio State. Number three would be Alabama. Number four, Penn State. And does it matter? Oh. No, you got a number one team going against a number one team. They should have waited a week, and it would make it much easier to decide.
Sarah Spain.
I'm going same top three as Woody, but I'm actually putting Clemson at number four. Yeah. Number one in defensive efficiency. Number seven in offensive efficiency. Heather Dinich is more connected than anyone in that room, and she says they're far more impressed by the eye test than by strength of schedule for Clemson. I agree, though. This is just stuff for us gas bags to talk about until the game this weekend and then do it all over again next week. When it's
How dare you refer to Frank Isola as a gas bag, Sarah? Go ahead, Frank.
But, Sarah, that's why we hype the game up. LSU 1, Alabama 2 this Saturday. Eventually, Ohio State is going to play Penn State. I make them 3-4, knowing that on the outside looking in, Clemson, Oregon, teams like that, they'll get their chance.
George Zidano.
I don't think any of this matters right now because these teams will mostly all play each other. LSU and Bama, right? Ohio State and Penn State. Those teams will play each other. This thing will play itself out. I am curious to see, though, where Penn State is as one of the undefeateds, because I think Clemson, Alabama, LSU, and Ohio State are the top four. And some of these other undefeated teams like Baylor and Minnesota. Where does the committee have
that? Wow, for a guy who says it doesn't matter, you seem to have a, first they have your curiosity, then they get your attention, George Zidano. We'll move on. Buy or sell three. Baseball free agency upon us. Only five more months to go for this, but not for J.D. Martinez. He opted in. Red Sox said they want to get under the luxury tax this year. There was some thought, maybe no J.D. Martinez, maybe no Mookie Betts. A lot is up in the air for Boston. Sarah, what does Martinez staying mean for the Red Sox?
It's good news because he's great. It's bad news because it makes things even trickier. If they want to trade him or trade Mookie Betts, you're giving away a huge talent, and other teams have to believe they're willing to stick around. Mookie's got 1 year left. J.D. Martinez can waive and opt out the last 3 years of that five-year deal, so he could be a rental as well. What they might need to do is just have Chaim Bloom, their new chief baseball operator, say, I don't care about the luxury tax. I just took this job, and I need us to win. So let's just keep spending money and keep everyone.
What they might have to do is actually keep the former MVP and one of the best sluggers
right,
in the game.
Exactly.
Frank, I still have about you.
Yeah, and the reason they brought Chaim Bloom in is because he comes from Tampa, where they got a lot done on a cheap payroll. So, yes, you know, they're going to keep Chris Sale, and you're going to keep David Price because you keep pitching. We learned that with the Nationals. But what they're going to try to do is get rid of some of these big bats that make a lot of money. You don't win with
You would advise that? You would advise getting rid of Mookie Betts, Frank Isola?
Woo! Yep, I would, because you how'd you do with him this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, probably because you wanted to go to the Yankees. George Zidano, how about you?
I think basically this means that his days are numbered because the owner, John Henry, has come out and said he wants to be under the luxury tax. And when you make that kind of money, $63 million basically over the next 3 years, you're going to probably be the first guy to go because as much as they've invested in pitching, they still need pitching, which is why they have to trade Mookie Betts to be able to get some of that pitching that
so
they need.
That's another vote for getting rid of Mookie Betts. This blows my mind, guys, that the Boston Red Sox are pinching pennies. Honestly, Woody Page, where are you on this?
Price well, that's my whole point. John Henry is not a poor man. He's one of the richest in the country. Why suddenly are you going to try and cut $30 million chump change when the Red Sox, the cost of going to games there and the money they make, why are you doing this? You shouldn't even talk about the most valuable player 2 years ago being traded.
He wants to win with Liverpool. That's what he's concerned with.
George Zidano, I believe you said it best. It doesn't really matter right now, but I've got 10 reasons why I'm interested in this. Well, it doesn't matter that you're taking a seat right now, but you should be interested in this showdown. Woody Page and Sarah Spain, this is turning into a rivalry here. This is the 15th time they met this calendar year. We'll have those stats when we come back. Yes.
Ooh.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
Sarah Spain, Woody Page, good luck in showdown. College basketball starts tonight. with a bang. Number one, Michigan State versus number two, Kentucky. Number three, Kansas versus number four, Duke. Woody, can you start a season with big games if you don't know if they're big games yet because you don't know any of these teams yet?
Sure you can, Tony, because you're bringing four top programs together at Madison Square Garden. We're all going to find out tonight. I'm mostly interested in Michigan State because that backcourt's going to be the best in the country. Cassius and Rocket.
Of course you can, especially when both games are on ESPN. I'm most interested in Duke because how will they ever live with the indignity of being ranked number four?
Woody Page, 2 points for knowing the backcourt of Michigan State. I see what you did there, Sarah Spain. I'll give you a point as well. We'll move on. Showdown to Juwan Howard.
Are we in the running? Hunter Dickinson is one. Moses Moody is the other. Namari Burnett. I don't know if I should be mentioning him.
You guys getting that? Juwan Howard, first year as a head coach at Michigan, and then maybe right there, a violation for naming players he's not supposed to name. Sarah, more wins or more NCAA violations for Juwan Howard if he's going to talk that freely?
More wins for sure, and he has given a complete pass here because he perfectly did the Will Smith meme of
oh, Sarah, here's the point. Is he planned this? You can tell he slipped in three top names, and then he acted it out really
It's possible. Maybe he shouldn't be planning to do things like that then. Woody, we'll move on. Showdown three. This is for the game. Oregon football. Portable, sideline, collapsible bathroom there. Woody, is this changing the game for you?
Yes, they tried to in basketball last year. They're trying to be number one in football, but they are number one in the number two business.
Okay, all right. Sarah Spade, please.
Listen, it's a really great invention, except for did anybody think about the splashback? Whatever bucket is in there can't be more than a couple inches high.
You're
guaranteed to go back out on the field with whatever you just tried to get rid of.
I thought Woody was going too far, and you jumped all in, dropped the kids off in the pond there. Woody Page, take the FaceTime.
There's nothing like starting the 18th year of being here, winning it once again. But I want to talk today about the most valuable player finalists were announced. Is it possible that the National League MVP and the American League MVP could be guys that were injured for much of the end of the season? I don't think so. They should wait till after the World Series. It would be Rendon, obviously, and Bregman. That's the way you decide the MVP.
All right, today's champ, Woody Page. Today's birthday, 17 for us. We can drive now.